Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
11 after 7, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Morning fog. Sunny skies this afternoon. We'll see a high around 80. It's 58, Cincinnati's Q102. By the way, if your child has an awesome teacher, or maybe
you know one,
a friend, neighbor, family member doing their best to teach virtually in this crazy blended schedule environment.
Or in person.
You can nominate them as a Q102 hero, homeroom hero. We're calling it Jeff and Jen's homeroom hero. And you can nominate them at WKRQ.com. Tell us all about them, and we may recognize them on the air, like this young lady, Ms. Duggar, who is a special education and intervention specialist at West Claremont School District.
I love you already.
Quaff Pike Elementary. Teaches kindergarten through third grade. How you doing, Ms. Duggar?
I'm doing well. I'm actually on my way to school right now.
Oh, and you've got the little ones. Oh.
I do. The very, very little ones.
Oh. So many fun things going on in that age group, huh?
Oh, you hear so many things. It's so funny.
Well, I'm going to read you your nomination letter. It's a little long, but I just think it's good. It's really good.
Oh, geez.
It says, let me start by saying this young teacher is entering her first year of teaching in this crazy corona time. This is a time when no one really knows how it's going. No one really knows if they're doing it right. We're all just doing our best and following our hearts as teachers to make a difference. But her name is Kayla Duggar, and she is by far the most special teacher. She graduated last spring from UC with no walk to receive her diploma, no parties, no real recognition, and now she's entering her first year with no real clear idea of what to do, and I, as her mom,
oh God.
Yes, I am the mom and the teacher.
Can't, so she's qualified.
I, as her mom, can't even go to her classroom to support her because of all the limitations schools have to keep all the students safe. She is starting her first year in the West Claremont School District in a special education classroom. This is where her heart is and always has been. She has volunteered since she was old enough to work with students with special needs. Her heart is in her classroom and career and the love that she developed so quickly for these students. And she is so excited, even in these crazy times, to go to school every day and help, teach, care for, and love the students that she works with daily. She is teaching in person and online, which, let me tell you, is not easy. She is still excited and overjoyed. She is overjoyed to go to school every day and make a difference. She calls me and we talk on our way home every night about our days. She asks me for advice and I ask her for a fresh perspective. I know there are so many teachers, including myself, that go to school every day, regardless of the danger it may be for us. We call and check on our students to make sure they have everything they need. We do drive-bys to make sure the kids see us in person and we see them, even if it's just from the window of the car. Every teacher deserves recognition, but my sweet Kayla,
oh my God,
I think, deserves a little recognition. She has done so much with her weird start and no graduation and rite of passage from college to adulthood. She will be okay without the recognition. She will dig in deep every day and do what is best for her students and families. But I am a little partial, and I would love to show her how proud I am of her. How proud I am of all the good that she has done and will continue to do.
Thank you, Kayla.
Oh, my goodness. She's so funny.
Well, I could just tell you, you know, as a parent of a child with special needs, we parents, you know, we didn't choose it, right?
It's hard.
It is. It is.
It can be hard.
And we look at people like you who make this your life's work, and we just love you in ways that... Well, it's really difficult for us to express, I think, a lot because it's so stressful, you know, and so hard sometimes. So I just want you to know on behalf of all of us, thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you. I really enjoy what I do. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you are in the running for a $1,000 grand prize, $1,000 for you and $200 in Skyline Chili gift cards for the class.
I love Skyline.
Yeah, so, you can work it out any way you want. But.
Make sure you can get yourself a three-way or something with that gift card.
Sure. Oh, definitely.
But we'll keep our fingers crossed for you, and we just wanted to salute you and acknowledge you and thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Right. And tell your mom we said hi, too. It was such a wonderful email. I know sometimes it's like, oh, my gosh, Mom, stop. But it's so lovely.
It's so embarrassing sometimes. I appreciate it.
If you ever need a letter of recommendation, I'll tell you what.
She's perfect.
She's a good one, huh?
That's great. I love it. All right. Take it easy, Miss Duggar.
Take care. So have a great day.
And we also want to thank Skyline Chili, SynFed Credit Union, Watson's, and the Ohio Lottery for partnering with us on this, because we couldn't do it without
them. But even Halloween, because Mexicans, we don't wear costumes. We usually just wear sweats and make them into costumes. Halloween, I asked my mom, she's like, what do you want to be? I said, I want to be Batman, but in like, the little kid voice, I want to be Batman. So she made my own costume with the sweats and the little fake Batman symbol. Dirty toalla that the dog slept on as the cake. And you go to school for that little parade you do. You're walking around, I'm Batman. My mom made it también. But they call you Fat Man when you're there. It's okay, mijo, next year's gonna be different. She made me a skeleton. Look, it's X-Ray Man.
It's comedian Momo Rodriguez, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, 734. We're really good at hiding gifts and forgetting where we hid them. Bought any outdoor gear lately? It is Thursday, the 22nd of October of 2020. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, here's a ridiculous dating story for you. Let's start with this, and one that has a clear winner. There are two people in their 20s in Zhejiang, China, who recently got fixed up on a blind date. The guy offered to pay for dinner. So the women showed up to the restaurant with 23 of her family members.
Now, is that custom, though, in China? Is that a cultural thing that when somebody goes out on a date or the female brings family members along?
It may be in some cultures. There is nothing in the story that I have in front of me that says that is.
Okay.
But she said the reason she brought the family members was because she wanted to test her date's generosity to see if he would pay for everyone.
God. 23. Let's come on.
23 of her family members.
I think that's pretty ridiculous.
The answer was, oh, hell no. The bill came and it was
$3,000. Oh, my God.
Well, if you pay for it, then you're a good match, right?
I guess so.
However, when the bill came, instead of working it out, figuring it out with everyone, the guy excused himself and then took off, like just left, dined and dashed right out of there. So the woman ended up getting stuck paying for the entire bill. They have been in touch since then, and the guy agreed to at least pay for his share, but the woman and her family are still on the hook for the rest.
Yeah. So,
no second date. On that one.
Yeah. The only thing that would make him look really, really, well, I don't think there's anything that could make him look bad. I would just question, is he like is he a trillionaire?
Oh.
Does he have just a boatload of money and $3,000 is a drop in the bucket for him?
I do not know.
I mean, at what point do you draw the line, though? Don't you feel like if you're going to bring a couple friends on the date, maybe it's like three?
I'm assuming if he dined and dashed, he's probably not.
I'm guessing that, too. Or if he is.
Now, if you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, probably not going to want to hear this, but according to the latest survey, 25% of people say they've already finished.
That's impressive.
Their holiday shopping. 25%.
Wow.
I haven't even thought about it. It's not even Halloween yet.
Yeah, it's not on my radar yet.
I did start. I've bought, I don't know, like 4 presents. Small things, couple of things that I found on Amazon Prime, and then...
Oh, thanks, Fritchie.
Yeah. Nothing for you guys. Well, you actually, you guys have already bought 1, 2, 3, 4 presents, because we've already decided what we're doing again for each other.
By the way, did I send you that money yet?
Yes. That's already been handled, but...
By the way, can you refresh my memory? I've already forgotten.
We're doing the dinner again.
Oh, right.
We're doing the dinner again for us and our boss. So
that's
you
right.
bought 1, 2, 3, 4 presents,
well, you just
including
blew her.
Her
surprise.
Oh, like she didn't already know.
I'm glad you reminded me. I need to set that up.
Yes, you do.
Men are almost 6 times more likely than women to say they're done. Isn't that interesting?
Men?
Yes. Almost 6 times more likely than women to say they've already finished.
Are they just handing out cash? Is that why?
Maybe.
They're not shopping at all?
Now, 48% of people say they haven't even started yet, so we would put Tim in that category.
Yeah, not there.
Meanwhile, last year, Kellogg's released an Elf on the Shelf cereal, and apparently like the idea of eating a creepy toy elf, because the cereal was popular enough that they're bringing it back this year and actually making a second flavor.
Really?
Great.
What was the first flavor? Elf?
I guess. No, it was a sugar cookie flavored cereal.
Sugar. Okay. Shocker.
With marshmallow, little marshmallow pieces. This flavor is candy cane cookie flavored pieces with marshmallows.
Wow.
Ew.
The new version is going on sale right now exclusively at Walmart. The original flavor should be available everywhere. Now, have you ever hidden a gift so well that you forgot where to put it?
Yes.
Yeah, and in my, you know, cluttered days, that would be a problem. There's just stuff everywhere. It wasn't like I would have just a couple of places that I could check and look. Oh, it might be here or it might be there. It could be anywhere,
right.
And anywhere is a real disaster.
But now that you're more organized, do you have a designated place?
I have not thought about it, but I can think of a couple of places that I could put it that Jacob would probably never go.
I've done that where I've put it in like a paper bag or whatever, and then just stuck it in the closet, and then you look at it and you're like, what is back here? This is weird. When you're spring cleaning and you're like, oh, guess I was supposed to give that to my mom. Totally forgot.
Yeah.
So Kristen, for years, had a neat trick, and it would drive the kids crazy because they could never find it. And so they would always be like, can we go to Jeff's house? Because they thought that she was hiding the stuff at my house, which occasionally she might have if she was a little overloaded.
Mm-hmm.
They would check the trunk. You know, they would search the basement. They would look under furniture.
How fun is that?
Check closets, all kinds of things.
It's really fun.
Never, never found it. You know where she hid it? She hid it inside the family luggage, which was stored in the basement.
That's pretty smart.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And the luggage itself was always stored behind all this other, because she has a lot of holiday decorative items as well, so she could hide it behind that.
Now all the kids listening right now are like, thanks, Uncle Jeff. We're going to check there now.
Now that all the kids are out of the house.
Yeah,
go for it. But according to a new survey, 55% of moms say they've hidden a present so well they forgot where they put it. And it may happen even more often this year, because 48% of people say they've got to up their present hiding game because everyone's home more often than before this year.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, the most common hiding place is in a closet. So if you want to hunt down what other people bought for you, I guess start there.
Nice.
But,
my suggestion was the laundry room, because I don't know a lot of like kids that are going to seek that out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
It's gross in there. It's always like, you know, somewhat disorganized if you have the piles everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's pretty clever. I thought that was a good idea.
That is good.
Good plan.
Well done.
Yeah. Let's see. 7:41, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. So here's what we're looking at. We got some fog out there this morning, especially around the river. And that'll continue throughout the morning until the sun burns some of that fog off. We'll see a high of 80 today, 80 on October 22nd. Right now it's 58 at Cincinnati's Q102. All right. We're looking for Andrea Wilkins of Loveland. Andrea, you got 10 minutes to call us back at 513-749-2320. You win $50 in cash if you do, and be qualified for this week's $5,000 cash drawing to live free. So again, Andrea Wilkins from Loveland, 513-749-2320. Your 10 minutes starts right now. In the meantime, let's check the roads. Here's Toria now again with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.